The U.S. government and international human rights groups called today for Nigeria to investigate and prosecute those responsible for the deaths of more than 200 unarmed people in renewed violence in the central plateau state of Jos. We spoke with the Archbishop of Jos, Ignatius Kaigama, who says the attack on villagers last Sunday was a revenge attack and that both religious and political leaders have been working to find solutions to the violence.
This was done by a group who were involved in a revenge attack, but it was heartless, it was merciless. So we are in utter shock and totally dismayed that this can happen. Even before this happened, we had planned that on the 19th of March we would have a solidarity march, and that would be for people who were affected. This will still go on the 19th at 10 o'clock in the morning. We will have mass in St. Jarlath's Catholic Church, Bukuru, where the destruction was heaviest.
Are you hopeful that in the wake of this terrible tragedy that the government and religious leaders will be able to come up with a solution to this kind of violence from happening again?
This is what we are hoping. And even this committee to which I belong, the Presidential Advisory Committee, is expected to proffer solutions, to look critically into the situation and see what is responsible for this. What are the root causes? What can we do to prevent this from happening? Many say it is religious crisis. Is it truly religious? Or are there other factors, political, social, economic? These are issues we both identify very concretely. And hopefully, with this, we're getting the support of everybody, the governor of the state and other stakeholders. I think genuinely people are concerned about Plateau State and they want to see the best happening in Plateau State. I believe with time, resolutions will be made, conclusions will be made, and possibly solutions will be found.